I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 628, Tradition, Tradition. The Fiddler on the Roof song is ringing in my head today. Not the one about sunrise, sunset, that was in my wedding, but the one about traditions. So what is a tradition? A tradition is a custom or belief that is passed down through the generations, or that is done time after time, year after year. And we all have traditions, we just may not call them that. And the Bible has a lot to say about the value of traditions in places like Deuteronomy 11:19. You shall teach your sons and daughters, talking of them when you sit in your house and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you rise up. 2 Thessalonians 2:15. So then, brothers and sisters, stand firm and hold on to the traditions which you were taught, whether by word of mouth or by letter. Or 1 Corinthians 11:2. Now I praise you because you remember me in everything and hold firmly to the traditions just as I delivered them to you. Today, I have a special guest with me, my precious daughter Jenny, and we're going to talk about the importance of family traditions. This podcast is called The Two Greatest After the Two Greatest Commandments, to love God with all we've got, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbors, yes, even our family, as Jesus would. So welcome to the podcast, Jenny. Thanks for being a faithful listener, and thank you now for being a guest. Let's talk for a couple minutes about traditions as a way to instill and show love to family. In our family, as you were growing up as a knight, what family traditions did you appreciate the most?
Thanks, Dad, for having me. One tradition that really rings a bell for me that I still do today is I love the Hallmark movie channel, and that's something that my grandma showed me. She would VCR record all of the Hallmark Christmas movies, and every time we went to her house for Thanksgiving, I would watch them all. Another one that is she would buy us an ornament every year. Mark and Ryan and I, she would put it in like a little can from the time we were a baby, and then she gave it all to us when we got married. And so I've kept that tradition going with my kids. They get to pick out an ornament every year that represents the year to them. And then we always go to a Christmas Eve service. It's something that I really cherish. And one present we get to open on Christmas Eve is a tradition my parents brought down, but we twisted it a little bit, and we do one present on Christmas Eve, but it's always your jammies. So,
well, that's great. You dated yourself a little bit. You said VCR. Some folks may not know what a VCR is, but those are great traditions. I know you're not coming home this year for Christmas over in Seattle because you want to start your own traditions in Boise. So I'm curious, what traditions maybe that we did as our family do you want to continue in your family? And are there any new traditions that you would like to add?
We always would have soup. Mom would make this homemade potato soup every Christmas Eve after Christmas Eve service. And so I'm keeping that tradition, and we're going to do soup night on Christmas Eve. Before we open any presents on Christmas Day, we read the Christmas story and we have a prayer. And then Dad will give his speech about how nothing under the tree will satisfy you, only the love of Jesus. So we will definitely continue that with our children. We go around and open one present at a time. I'm not a fan of the whole wrapping paper flying everywhere in everybody's faces. I like to take our time with Christmas and really be able to see what everybody's opening and see how much they appreciate it and be able to say their gratitude for it. So yeah, those are some of the things we're doing. We're doing things a little bit different this year, but we're also really excited to have Christmas in our own new home and be able to start traditions that the kids might even come up with that we haven't really thought of.
Yeah, those are great. And of course, I look forward to you sending me all those pictures or FaceTiming. I'm thankful for technology where we can still stay in touch even though we're miles apart. Just one more question. What do you think about traditions as a way to help families love one another better? Why are they so important to you?
I think traditions help connect you to the past, like I was talking about with my grandma. It brings back memories and good times. But I also think it makes you feel a sense of belonging. When you have things that you are doing with your family each and every year, it makes you feel like you belong. And if that person is missing, then it kind of feels like a void. And it will feel like this year for us, for our family, because we've never been away for Christmas. But we're excited for this new adventure and to be able to share, like Dad said, via pictures and FaceTime and bring up traditions for our kids so that when my kids go away to college and they come home, they know what our traditions are and they feel like they belong.
That's awesome. So, podcast family, here's the great question. What holiday traditions do you have, and how do you think they communicate love for God and for each other? Let's pray this prayer from crosswalk.com. Father, we praise you for the Christmas season and the remembrance of Jesus' glorious birth. Thank you for Jesus for coming to earth to pursue us. Thank you for the traditions that we treasure enough to miss when we don't do them. And thank you for those blessed traditions that continue year after year. Forgive us for making Christmas about anything except you. Would you unearth the routines that threaten to trip us up in our pursuit of you and open our eyes to recognize what matters most? Oh God, be with us this Christmas, whether we're together with family or apart. Open our eyes and our hearts to see you in fresh new ways, whether in the midst of time-honored traditions or fresh new ways to celebrate your birth. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 629. In the meantime, Jenny, thanks for being on the podcast today and reminding me of some of the wonderful times that we shared in our Christmas past. And may God bless you and Nathan and the grandkids as you begin your new adventure in Boise, setting up your own traditions.